Greetings.
Hello.
Hi. Well, we've found our first possible bug, and that's that the times that we're posting the episodes seem to be showing up differently for different people. But just so you guys know, we started at 6 a.m., and we've been posting every half hour since then. For some people, it's showing that we started posting at 5 a.m. Don't know why. Doesn't seem like something we can fix, so hopefully it's not going to get us disqualified from the blogathon or anything.
If it doesn't. Just listen to our disclaimer, Judy.
Judy. Some shout-outs, Kelly with an IE, and Marla.
Marla and Marla, Dishy Champion.
Dishy One is up. Good morning, Dishy. Kelly gave us a couple of, Kelly with an IE gave us a couple of, topics. In fact, one of the topics she gave us, Milo stories.
Oh, ho, ho.
So why don't we start with that?
We'll do that right now, because this segment was going to be, anyway, Milo News and Notes.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, on all the ships at sea.
I was going to say, I can't say it's a great day for America. I have to pay Craig Ferguson. But I love that that's how he starts his show. That's so sweet.
I didn't know that he started that.
He always puts his hand to his ear and goes, it's a great day for America.
Oh. I was doing the Walter Winchell.
Yes, I know yours.
Give us Milo news and notes. This is perfect. Okay, well, you know, Milo, you do this.
Milo had his first don't fall asleep.
I won't.
Milo had his first visit to the vet yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he was very good. He was a perfect gentleman in the vet's office, and the vet loved him.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
And you know, the vet was who took care of the pets during Mr. Beale. So. Mm-hmm. You know, when he saw me, he kind of did a double take.
Oh, yeah. Been a while since he's seen you.
I said, it's one place I never thought I'd be again. And he said, oh, they'll get to you. And he said, sooner or later, you're going to come back to
everybody it. Comes to Rick's.
And he was very, well, first of all, he loved Milo. He said he's a great doggy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that if you adopt a pound puppy, the good things will come to you. So I thought that was
that's
sweet.
True.
Well, but the first thing, this has nothing to do with the vet. Milo has grown. Milo has grown since I've owned him. This is scary.
He's just a baby. Of course, he's going to be growing every day.
I'm going to be riding through the house
one
day.
He's going to be a big dog.
But I know that he's grown because I bought him. I want to use a harness on him while he's little because I don't want to be yanking at his neck all the time. You know.
No, nobody wants.
And so I bought him. I went to Farm Tractor Supply. There's a fun store.
Oh.
And because I'm sick of the Walmart, I bought him the smallest harness they had, and it was too big for him.
Ooh.
I cinched it all the way, and it was still just going from side to side. It was like a saddle that was falling off, you know.
Oh.
And so I put it on him last night, and it fits.
Oh, pretty soon it'll be too small.
It's got some wiggle room.
Yeah.
But, but he's growing. He's a growing boy. He's so healthy. but he got something for his itching, and I can already tell that it's helping.
Good.
It's not Advantix, but it is the one that you put between their shoulder blades.
Yeah, similar to Advantix. I don't remember what the other one's called.
It's Frontline.
Frontline.
And the reason he gave me this explanation that I wasn't at completely
right.
up on.
We only have five minutes for the episode.
Okay. But anyway, that's what he got. And he got a shot. He didn't even yell.
Mm.
He's so good.
He's such a brave boy.
He is a brave boy. And he got something for his cough. Which is like in a dropper, so I don't have to worry about a pill, that he just laps right up, and I can already tell it's helping him. He's a healthy boy.
Yay!
Good. And he got a present from Auntie Stinny and Uncle Boo and Uncle Buster.
A Kong
which
toy.
Which I'd never heard of, but
Murphy
it's great because you can put treats in it, and then they can chew on it and pull out the treats and all that. Yep. I don't have any treats to put in it yet. Milk bones will fit in it, but he doesn't like milk bones.
If he doesn't like milk bones, then don't give him any. But you can also...
Yeah, peanut butter.
Peanut butter, because he'll spend hours and hours and hours.
He just likes playing with it because it bounces.
Exactly.
Weird.
That was all that Murphy and I ever did. It wasn't until after I had Murphy that I learned you could put treats in it. Yeah. I just threw it for Murphy, and she would chase it.
And so, you know, he'll chase it for a little while, and then once he grabs hold of it, he'll just chew.
It's perfect for chewing. He'll never be able to destroy it.
He is a world-class chewer, let me tell you.
Well, he's a puppy.
But he's been really good about what he chews. He's learned the command. You have to say it in the right inflection, but he has learned the command, put it down, because he picks up everything.
Oh, of course.
You'll put it down if you say it.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Milo rules.
His nose is on my foot.
Aw. Well, my cats are up now. Before they were... When we first started doing this, they were like, screw this, we're going back to bed. It's too early. But now they're kind of walking around.
Watch the Earth Network.
Dish Earth is very exciting. I'm watching Dish Earth over here. I don't know if there's any Dish subscribers out there. But I have this channel called Dish Earth. It's just a static shot of the Earth as taken from space with light FM hits playing in the background. What song is this right now?
It don't get no better than that.
I'm not sure what song is on right now, but so far this morning we've heard If by Bread, Longer by Dan Fogelberg, and American Pie by Don McLean.
Yes, If really makes me think of sitting looking at the Earth.
Yeah. Oh, we have another comment. Hang on. Let's see who that's from. It's from Dishy, and she says, Mike's quizzes make me feel inadequacy as a human being. It's all right,
Dishy. Oh, don't feel inadequate.
Yeah.
I didn't get them all.
I didn't get them all either, but between us, we got them all. That was pretty good.
Yeah? Sorry, you're inadequate.
No, there was one. There was one we didn't know. That Cadillac one. Remember?
What Cadillac one?
The one about
a
Cadillac.
Well, you got it, though.
No, that wasn't... No, the Mustang is the one that I got.
Oh, he coughs, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Mustang one.
Do you know that one, Dishy? If you do, you have bested
it. Hang on. It's the, though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. That's the one we didn't get.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I still think that's a girl.
Could be. We don't know. The point is, we don't know.
Because a guy wouldn't care if a girl drive a Cadillac.
No, he wouldn't.
But you know us women, we care.
We care.
Size matters.
Gangster.
Well,
then
to this dolt who's singing the song, but it does to the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those you're ugly / you're poor, but I love you songs.
Yes.
Hate those things.
Yeah, those are dumb. I guess we could go ahead and post this episode now. It's about that time.
We could.
We're going to sign off. We'll be back in the next half hour. Don't be fooled by what times are posted on the website. They are apparently wrong. In some places. For me, they're right. For me, it shows our last episode was posted at 6:58 a.m., which is nearly 7.
Yeah, which is weird, because isn't Marla still on your...
Marla's in my time zone, but for some reason, I don't know, there's something real weird about it.
Yeah.
Judy, our monitor, if you're
please
watching...
Please, no, we're doing it right.
We are. We're here. We're here every half hour. Oh, did I just get... No, I didn't. All right. We're going to sign off. We'll be back in another half hour, everybodies. We love you. Goodbye.
We do love you.
Love you.